It's Friday, July 16th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Fueled by continued growth in the spread of the Delta variant, Nevada's average daily number of new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and positivity rate all have soared to their highest level since February. The 14-day average positivity rate statewide has tripled from 3.4% on June 11th to 10.5% earlier this week. It's the first time that number topped 10% since mid-February. The rate now is twice as high in Las Vegas and Clark County than the Reno-Sparks area in Washoe County. The 14-day average of new daily cases has grown to 517 and hospitalizations are at 705. Severe wildfires across the West have prompted the nation's top fire agency to increase its preparedness level to the highest and most critical stage. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, this is the earliest the agency has done so in a decade.
The National Interagency Fire Center set its preparedness level to 5 on Wednesday night. This means that at least 80% of the federal government's fire personnel are currently on the job helping fight wildfires. There are almost 60 large uncontained blazes burning across the country right now. The fires are being driven by excessive heat, high winds, and deepening drought. The level 5 designation came much earlier than usual.
We're a full month ahead of where we were last year.
Stanton Floria is a spokesperson for the National Interagency Fire Center. He says they normally have about 2,500 personnel fighting fires this time of year, but they currently have more than 17,000.
It's an all-hands-on-deck approach. That's what comes with the PL5 level.
Scientists say that climate change is helping drive more severe wildfire seasons in the West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Douglas County officials announced Library Director Amy Dodson's resignation Thursday. Dodson came under fire last year after it came out that she was drafting a statement in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Afterwards, Douglas County Sheriff Dan Coverly released his own letter to library officials stating, quote, "Please do not feel the need to call 911," end quote. The Douglas County Library Board will hold a meeting next week to discuss appointing an interim director. The federal government is planning emergency releases of water from reservoirs in Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico to prop up the nation's second largest reservoir, Lake Powell. From KUNC in Greeley, Colorado, Luke Runyon has more.
Water from Blue Mesa Reservoir in Colorado, Flaming Gorge in Wyoming, and Navajo in New Mexico will be sent downstream to boost Lake Powell, which is about to hit a record low. The releases are meant to preserve the ability to generate hydroelectric power at Lake Powell's dam, which is under increasing threat due to its low level. Powell is situated on the Colorado River, a drinking and irrigation water source for tens of millions of people in the Southwest. Emergency releases are set to begin immediately and could last until December. Drought conditions in the Colorado River Basin continue to worsen. I'm Luke Runyon.
The EPA has reported several dog and livestock deaths due to toxic algae blooms found in riverbeds. A researcher from UNR is examining what conditions caused those blooms. KUNR's Isaac Hoops reports.
Blue-green algae, or cyanobacteria, is a form of algae which clings to rocks at the bottom of rivers. These blooms are less visible than the algae often seen on lakes and ponds, and the toxins they produce can be deadly.
These blooms are important because they pose a risk to both people and animals, as well as aquatic life.
That's Joanna Blaschek, an assistant professor at the university. She has received a $200,000 grant from the National Science Foundation. Her research will be focused on three rivers in Northern California and will be conducted through 2023.
These cyanotoxins that we're studying, specifically anatoxin, they're not only found in California, but also around the globe.
Because this algae needs specific conditions to grow, there is hope this research will allow folks to predict when blooms will happen across the world. Isaac Hoops, KUNR News.
Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak announced that a state-funded grant has provided small businesses and nonprofit organizations with more than $100 million in pandemic relief funding. First reported by the Nevada Independent, nearly 9,400 businesses and organizations have received funding from the Pandemic Emergency Technical Support Program. The grants prioritized disadvantaged businesses, which received more than half the grants currently awarded. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, July 16th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.